For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Thousand Oaks Mayor Andy Fox says it's been a difficult week for his California city.
Just 48 hours ago, our city experienced a tragedy that had national implications with the mass shooting and the loss of life of 13 individuals. And here we are just a few hours later, now talking about another crisis right here in Thousand Oaks.
As wildfires spread through Ventura County, thousands of residents were forced to evacuate, including some who had survived the shooting just 24 hours earlier. And in the nearby Paradise Magali area, a day after tens of thousands evacuated, dozens of people, many of them elderly, remained unaccounted for. Moments after landing in Paris for a weekend trip, President Trump called out French President Emmanuel Macron in a tweet, saying Macron had just suggested that Europe build its own military in order to protect itself from the U.S., China, and Russia. Trump called it very insulting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
After a meeting in Washington between the U.S. and China to talk about security issues, including China's ever-increasing role in the South China Sea, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he's hopeful the two countries can continue to work together on keeping international waters open.
The United States is not pursuing a Cold War or containment policy with China. Rather, we want to ensure that China acts responsibly and fairly in support of security and prosperity of each of our two countries. I hope that our discussions, as well as the upcoming discussions between Presidents Trump and Xi, will yield tangible results towards this goal. I am confident that they will.
U.S. Border Patrol Chief Agent Rodney Scott says some of the people traveling in the migrant caravans moving toward the southern U.S. border have exhibited violent behavior.
These caravans are a little bit unique to us. We're not monitoring just the numbers. We're also monitoring the propensity for violence that these specific groups have shown as they force their way into Mexico, assaulting police officers in Mexico and the military down there as well.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Reports of a school shooting in North Carolina turned out to be a false alarm, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
A Pender County official says the reports of an active shooter at Topsail High School on Friday morning were unfounded, and that the noises people reported as hearing that they believed to be gunshots were really the sounds of a malfunctioning water heater at the school. The earlier report of shots fired provoked a massive response by law enforcement, also causing the school district to reroute buses and put schools on lockdown, but a couple of hours later, they did confirm that even though deputies swept the school to make sure there wasn't a shooter, it was an HVAC unit on the roof that had been malfunctioning and making noises that sounded like gunfire. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
1 week after the last funeral for the 11 people killed at Tree of Life Synagogue last month, the community is still mourning. Hundreds gathered at Point State Park in downtown Pittsburgh Friday afternoon to honor lives lost and celebrate the city's strength. Senator Bob Casey said he's proud of the city.
People all over the world have marveled at the strength, the resolve, and the love of the people of Pittsburgh, a community, as we say, stronger than hate and stronger than ever.
Robert Bowers, a 46-year-old truck driver, is accused of that shooting rampage that also injured six. He's pleaded not guilty to federal charges. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.